My name is Mike Rowe, and this is my job.
I explore the country looking for people who aren't afraid to get dirty.
We're going to have to make a puke.
Oh, shut up.
There. No!
Hard-working men and women who earn an honest living.
There you go.
Doing the kinds of jobs that make civilized life possible for the rest of us.
Now, get ready to get dirty.
Coming up on Dirty Jobs. Thought you'd seen the last of concrete on the show? Well, think again. A viewer says I missed the dirtiest part.
This is the dirty job.
Stamping?
This is the stamping.
It's done to give the concrete texture and make it pretty, which means getting dirty. Then, a job that's a strictly black tie affair. Caring for penguins.
We have 90 pounds of penguin poo every week.
Unlike most birds, penguins can't fly. But like every other bird in the world, they relieve themselves everywhere.
You can't smell it. You don't want to smell it.
And later, bloodworms. No, it's not a new horror movie. They're real worms that people gather and sell as fishing bait.
He's got four black teeth?
Yeah, you know, they actually can burrow into your flesh.
They're so called because of their color. But based on where you find them, a better name might be mudworms. Oh, God.
Not too long ago, I spent an unforgettable afternoon outside of Dallas, Texas, learning all there was to learn about concrete. I mixed, I poured, I rotted, I chipped. Well, the episode aired. And what happened? We got a phone call from some guy named Rick, another construction-type fella, who claimed that we had missed a critical piece of the story when we were in Texas. So today, we're in Simi Valley, California, to pour some more concrete and figure out, what dirty thing did I miss? This is Rick Smith. He's in charge of the operation here, and he's the fellow who called me and said, would you say exactly I missed the dirty step?
You missed the most important part. Well, we're going to take you that step beyond. We're going to get you a little bit more dirty.
What is the step? I got to know.
Once we lay the concrete down, we're going to sit there, we're going to put a release agent on this, then we're going to stamp it in a stone texture.
Nobody talked to me about release agents.
No one told you about release agents. How would you put it? It gets in the air really fast, like talcum powder.
Great.
This is going to be a gas station here. When we're done here, it's going to look like an old Tuscany village.
You're building a gas station to resemble a Tuscan village? That's kind of weird, isn't it?
It is.
Well, you know the drill then. I'm going to basically do what you tell me to do and pick up the dirt we left behind from last time.
Welcome. You're going to have fun.
Yeah, right.
First, it's a trip down memory lane with my old buddy, the cement hose.
Hey, Joe, you want to pass that hose to Mike?
Thanks, Joe. Oh, yeah, I remember this. Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry. It's definitely coming back to me now. In Texas, they had that big giant boom. This looks a lot more civilized. I can see that it's really not.
Man, it's got a lot of work to do. You gotta hang up over this.
I'm sorry.
This. Oh, sorry.
Basically, the hose is alive. The concrete weighs a ton, and it surges and pulses through the hose. I don't know how he's making it look this easy, because I swear to God, it ain't.
20 years.
20 years of pumping. Essentially, the technique is, I suppose it's something that you can't even think about as you do it, right, Tommy? He's doing something with his knees that involves pinching, but he's bent over from his back, so he's constantly pivoting, going up and down, going side to side, and all at the same time, controlling the stream with both arms. The hell of it is, he makes it look easy and kind of fun. This is literally the right way to do this.
A little bit more hose out in front.
I'm Mike Rowe, and this is my job.
It's got an air pocket.
See? It found an air pocket?
Yep. Whoa, that's close.
Sorry. So don't fight the hose.
Looking good, Mike. Looking good.
No, you're lying. I'm supposed to be able to talk while I work. The thing is, I think it's going pretty well.
Clearly, I wasn't cut out for the hose, so I decided to try something a little more sophisticated.
Keep going, I know. Push down, make sure you get it down there.
Right.
Oh, man, you're the best.
This is Mark, by the way, and he's instructing me in a... Is it screening or rotting?
Rotting.
What are we trying to do?
Make this flat.
Make it flat. Now, am I supposed to be squatting?
You're good.
Or leaning or what?
Bending over.
This is hard on the back.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why I had an operation about 3 months ago.
Your spine?
Yeah.
You got a scar?
Oh, yeah.
Let me see.
Yeah, it goes down pretty far.
Yeah, that's something else, dude. Yeah. Who's your doctor?
Oh, man, he's the best. He's the best.
Good.
But I don't want him to know that I'm doing this. He'd be a little upset.
Obviously, you're a man with secrets. Basically, you're telling me it's not a job for wimps.
No, you gotta be manly man, you know, like Arnold says.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Once again, not one thing.
Oh, okay.
Is as it appears. I mean, I'm all about live and let live, but your man Mark over there, he's wearing a red thong.
It was a result of him voting on the Patriots going to the Super Bowl opposed to the Steelers.
So it's not something he wears all the time.
No, no, this is a payback. This is a bet.
Because the guy in Texas, Dan, he painted his toenails.
Yeah.
Good God, man, what the hell you got going on there?
That's my fall color for Halloween.
Cover those up. People do watch this show, you know. And now I got Mark wearing women's underpants. I'm wondering what's going on in the concrete business, honestly.
It takes all kinds to do concrete.
Yeah. Well, so far, virtually everything I saw in Texas looks kind of familiar to what I'm seeing here, except for that. Is this what you were talking about, Rick?
This is the dirty job.
Stamping?
This is the stamping, correct.
Again, this is purely done for aesthetic reasons?
Exactly. What he's throwing in front is a little bit of decomposed granite and a little bit of light pebbles. Then on top of it, the dust is a release agent. The release agent allows the texture of the stamps to go into the concrete without it sticking.
And these mats?
That has a stone texture onto them.
And then they smash it in.
Smash it in. Primarily, it just gives you an old world look.
Am I going to be hospitalized as a result of all the stuff in
no,
the air?
No, not at all.
It's natural.
It's all natural. It's all organic.
Yeah.
Naturally, I had a feeling things were going to get really dirty.
All right, Mike, we know the drill.
It's like a really bad game of dice.
You're a natural at this.
Well, it's a motion I'm familiar with.
You want to stamp?
Yeah, I want to stamp.
Concrete stamper. Dirty job.
Bad, bad, bad.
Coming up.
Uh-oh. I hit it too hard.
In the world of concrete stamping, I know my place.
Hard work, artwork, teamwork. I have no business here at all.
Then.
Could she pull my eye out of my head right now if she were so inclined?
Yeah, but she's one of the sweeter ones.
Good.
Penguins don't have teeth, but they can bite.
Oh, see, done. The only thing he wants to eat is the stuff that's attached to me.
And later.
This many worms in the pail is $100 bill.
What's it worth, digging a blood worm out of the mud?
So this thing's worth what, 20, 25 cents?
24 cents.
And that can add up.
It's paid for two of my houses.
Feel it's a little softy, a little spongy?
Yeah.
We're going to lightly tamp it the same as you did here, but using this stamper tool.
So the idea is hit it flat.
Otherwise, you'll leave the edges of the stamp hammer through the rubber mats.
And that would be bad.
That's bad.
This is Joe, the interior crew supervisor on the project.
You won't have to go to the gym after this. Don't hit your toe. Got one right behind you.
I got one right behind me. So one guy's pulling and placing, one guy's stamping,
one guy's
throwing crap in the air.
There you go.
What stinks? It's basically like the team of stampers are involved in a constant dance, moving mats, repositioning, trying not to die from the carcinogens in the air. It's good fun.
We're trying to do anything that's not random. I mean, that is random. We don't want anything that's conspicuous, straight lines.
I am known far and wide for my inconspicuousness.
There you go. Perfect.
What?
Oh, crap.
Whoopsie.
That was bad. Don't step on this.
No, don't step on the wet concrete.
But it looks so authentic. Yeah, what the heck's that there, Bigfoot?
He did it.
That's it. Playing for Arturo.
Yeah.
Mask's
don't
on,
don't get in the same spot too much. We're going to make a hole down to China.
I don't want to make a hole, but I just put my foot on the wrong spot again, Rick.
Yes, sir.
I'm not surprised.
Take it out of my check.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Finishers!
I hit it too hard.
You're too strong, Mike.
Too strong. Two boat crew.
Joe,
giant upper body strength sometimes is deceptive, even for me. Now, one thing that California and Texas do have in common is that one person on the crew is more or less assigned to correct the mistakes I make. Well, I mean, what can go wrong that would completely destroy your business model?
The concrete gets set up at an extremely rapid pace, and that's it. It's game over. Concrete doesn't work for us. We work for concrete. It tells us when to move.
Hard work, artwork, teamwork.
Exactly.
I have no business here at all. Now, that's a job I haven't seen before. What is he doing exactly?
What he's doing is he's cutting in expansion lines.
Can I try it?
Come on.
This line is so called because it allows the concrete to expand and contract without cracking.
So what do we call this thing?
This is a clancy.
What is the proper operating technique?
All right, you don't want to just skim it across here, nice and slow. But you don't want to do this. You don't want to dig a hole with it.
Right.
On the way back, you want to lift this up now. You don't want to dig a hole like that.
Right.
There you go. Look at that. Oh, you lift it up. Yeah.
Lift it up like that.
There you go.
All right.
Okay, now put it flat.
Then pull it back
nice,
slightly elevated.
Exactly. Keep going. There you go. There you go. Look at that. You're a pro.
All right.
Not enough O's and smooth.
Look at that old world charm. Holy cow. Man, these gas people are going to be happy. Well, as a rule, I hate to repeat myself on dirty jobs, so I had real second thoughts about coming out and doing another story on concrete, but Rick promised me this would be dirty. Rick, you were right.
Thanks a lot, Mike.
You're a very, very dirty man.
Yes, I am.
And I gotta tell you, your crew loves you. You must be doing something right.
I'm extremely blessed, Mike.
Yeah, you're extremely dirty.
Today we've made it to the Audubon Aquarium of the Americas, located in the French Quarter of New Orleans. Ranked as the country's best, many people come here for the shark exhibits. But not me. Now, today it's all about penguins. Yeah, I'll be getting up close and personal with penguins and their environment. Who says penguins can't fly? These penguins did when they were relocated to California from New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina. That's pretty much the only way you'll ever see penguins fly. They're the most aquatic of all birds, and if they're not spending their time looking for fish below the surface, they're above it, nesting and mating. Hello.
This is a penguin. Her name is Maynard, which is interesting. In fact, everything about penguins, I believe, is going to be interesting. This is Tom. He's also interesting. Nice to see you.
Hi.
I scarcely know where to begin. I've never seen a penguin this close.
Okay. There are 17 types of penguins. Maynard is an African penguin. They're also called black-footed penguins.
These penguins prefer warm weather. They live mainly on islands off the coasts of South Africa and Namibia.
They sound like a donkey brain, and some people still call them jackass penguins.
Interesting.
This species, yeah.
Not entirely flattering.
No.
I mean, as a nom de plume goes, anything with jackass in it. How many penguins are here at the exhibit?
We have 18. We have 15 of the African penguins here, and we have 3 rockhopper penguins. They have these wild yellow feathers behind their eyes. Their wings are almost like a flipper, and these are just real long, stiff feathers. When they're underwater, it's almost like they're flying, the same kind of motions. Their tongue and the roof of their mouth has these spines, and that helps catch fish.
Could she pull my eye out of my head right now if she were so inclined?
Yeah, but she's one of the sweeter ones.
Their
feathers are amazing. You just see in the very tip, but underneath it's all fuzz.
Right.
And that traps a layer of air between the tip of the feather and the bird itself.
So it's perfect insulation.
It's perfect insulation.
Out of 17 species of penguins, only 2 live in the Antarctic. They build nests from rocks and leaves and available nooks and crannies. It's kind of like a neighborhood.
Well, when you look at them like this, it really does, you really do get that apartment sense.
Uh-huh.
In this community, love thy neighbor takes on a whole new meaning.
Maynard used to be hooked up with a guy named Satchmo in there. They were mates for years. Satchmo dumped her for her sister, Huey. And that's when Maynard and I became very close.
The end of a love affair.
Well, he's a cad, anyway. She was so dejected, it was horrible watching her walk with her head down.
Satchmo eventually will come to regret his decision, in my opinion.
I think he has. Huey can be a bit nippy at times and a bit bossy. Where this one here, as you can see, is just, she's putty in my hands.
Downright compliant.
Oh, sweetie.
Coming up.
Something could be happening here.
Yeah, oh boy.
Bird waste isn't the only thing in the air in the Penguin house. So is love.
They mate for life. Now there is a divorce rate.
Are there custody issues? Is there alimony?
And later.
You get paid per these babies.
Per worm.
In the bloodworm business, it's every man for himself, which makes it ugly in more ways than one.
A pirouette, I think it was. Or is it torchete?
These herring? What are these?
These are capelin.
What's capelin?
Kind of like a smelt anchovy. And so three times a week, we give the birds their vitamins. See, and I'm glad she's not watching because we like to sneak the vitamins.
Each penguin at the aquarium eats roughly a pound of capelin each day. Penguins average between 5 to 7 pounds. So let's do some math. Penguins eat 1/5 of their body weight every day. So,
for them to maintain their fighting weight, they have to essentially create 5 pounds of penguin poo a piece a week.
Mm-hmm.
18 times 5 is 8 pounds, 45 times, that's 90. So you have 90 pounds of penguin poo every week.
Mm-hmm. Those are paddles.
Right.
They do a lot with their wings, but they can steer with their feet when they're swimming. They're rudders. But on land, they walk very clumsily, but they never fall. And these nails are great here. They'll jump, cling onto a rock like that, and then pull themselves up. And they can climb a pretty steep cliff. Penguins are the only birds that lose all their feathers at the same time. If they'll start losing their feathers from the bottom and go all the way up to the top. And sometimes it's funny, they're left with a big poof on top of their head.
The mohawk.
Or that Judi Dench collar.
Right. So you've mentioned there's some romantic tension between Satchmo and Maynard.
Yeah.
And now they're shacked up with others, and it's love the one you're with.
Maynard got dumped by Satchmo for her sister, Huey. But now she's hooked up with Quatloo, who's...
With who?
Quatloo. It's from a Star Trek episode.
Tell me this honestly. Do you believe that the penguin was actually... I mean, really, dumped and then grieving as a result of it?
There's no question. This was the saddest animal I have ever seen. Maynard, I'm sorry, but this is how you looked. Just the head was down. It was miserable. She would never look up. And just dragging. I think I have to pick up the other foot. The saddest thing I've ever seen. She wouldn't eat for days. And finally, like I said, just holding her on my lap. And here comes the fish. And she started eating. Now, this went on for a while. But then one day I went in there to feed, and she brought me nesting materials, some leaves and such.
You're saying that Maynard looked to you as really her next mate. And you were confronted, of course, with a moral dilemma. Do I dress up as a penguin and move in to the exhibit?
She's a looker, you know.
She's not without a charm, that's for certain.
Uh-huh. We still have our flirty moments.
There's a connection.
Sure, sure.
There's more said in silence, perhaps, than you can actually articulate.
I was there for her before he was.
You'll always have that.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of feel like she's giving me the eye, too. She knows I'm behind her.
Maynard.
Penguins are extremely territorial over their nests. And when there's an egg, they never leave. Not even to poo.
Okay, where exactly am I? I mean, I know it's the penguin exhibit, but you got a fancy name for it?
Penguin Panorama, actually.
That's fantastic. What are they saying over here to us right now?
They like to announce themselves. They're very loud. I do call those guys the three tenors. They look like they're dressed for it.
That would have to be Pavarotti on the far right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, quite. I would like to meet Satchmo, the cause of all the, you know, earlier concern. Maybe I should bring Maynard along.
She can watch her.
Get her feet on the bottom if you could there.
Get her feet. It's always good when they take the larynx out.
This is Satchmo over here and his bride, Huey, now.
That's Satchmo
That's Satchmo. Now, Maynard lives in that corner. There's her mate, Quatlu.
Right. So the mates always stay together for the most part?
They mate for life. Now, there is a divorce rate in the wild and in captivity.
Are there custody issues? Is there alimony? It seems as though something could be happening here.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
This has got to be awkward for Maynard because...
It's awkward for me.
Interesting.
That's not how they were raised.
No, I can see that. Now, is this a courtship ritual or is this full on?
He's fixing to, okay.
Well, I'll be damned if I'm going to turn away from this.
Yeah.
Now, what's happening with their eyes? It almost looks like a little film.
Yeah, it's called a nictitating membrane. It's swimming goggles. They have a clear lid that covers their eyes, especially when they're underwater.
Right. So it's like there's something in the air.
There's something going on.
Little Jimmy Crackhorn and I don't care. Maynard's back there with...
Quatlu.
Oh, see that? Oh. I almost knew that was going to happen.
See, Maynard never did that. Huey, though.
Yeah, Huey.
You know? Satchmo, you lost a good thing there.
I hear Dave Barsky making owl sounds. What's happening to you, Dave?
Something's biting me.
I'm guessing it's a penguin.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're being bit in the ass continually, aren't you?
Yeah.
You know, it's heartbreaking to see something like this happen. Now, is this typical? Is it Dave's bottom, you think, Tom?
I think he's just close to someone's area, their little domain.
Stop it.
But they don't seem to be bothering anyone else. It's only Dave's that has them fascinated. Huh. Dave, is it painful?
Not really.
It's best we just move on. Back to the show. Right.
Cold, isn't it?
Yes, it is cold.
Now, he uses a lot of rocks in his nest, and what I usually do is just throw them back in the water, and he'll redo it.
Oh!
That could probably go in the bucket.
Yeah. You can't smell it. You don't want to smell it. This is special penguin bouillabaisse.
Mm-hmm.
Mud, grass, regurgitation, smelly rocks, lots of poo. You think you've smelled every kind of poo there is, and yet you stumble across a brand new nuance here.
Uh-huh.
Is it the urine? I guess it must be. The ammonia.
Ammonia,
fantastic.
I'm starting to get it now, yeah.
Yeah, that's nice. I mean, really.
Yeah.
The rock is fake. The penguin poo is real. And cleaning it? A dirty job. Penguin poo. Sticky. They slip. You know it's bad when a penguin slips in his own stuff.
But they never fall.
Posture. Posture. I hope you penguins appreciate this.
You can see it in their faces.
Yeah. I'm not seeing it. Coming up, penguins like all kinds of fish.
There you go. You want to try one?
Yeah, sure. Except those in the hands of a TV host. You would think they'd think they could at least share a meal with me, even if it is a dead fish with a vitamin jammed down its gullet. And later... How many times have you been bit by these things?
A lot. I'm allergic to it. My hand will swell up like a balloon. I go right to the hospital and get a shot.
Bloodworm digging is always dirty.
Bring it back.
And sometimes, that's not even the worst of it. The last thing I need to do is rush you to the hospital in some sort of worm shock. Now that the penguin panorama is pristine, the only thing left was to feed them.
There you go. You want to try one?
Yeah, sure.
Huey, go ahead.
There's no vitamin in there. There's no vitamin. Come on, take it. Huh. I don't think they like it.
Here comes a customer.
Mmm.
There you go.
Well, clearly, it's me.
Good boy. We'll try one.
No, it's me.
Here you go.
That penguins hate me. Come on. What about you?
They're afraid you're going to clean their nests next.
You know, I'm no expert, but I'm pretty sure they just hate my guts. Maybe I should have worn a tux. I'll try it. I just made a penguin hyperventilate.
Come here, sweetheart.
Oh, see, no. The only thing he wants to eat is the stuff that's attached to me. Fingers, tendons, that kind of thing. I'm now going to attempt to toss one of these toward the three tenors in the hopes that maybe snagging it out of the air would be a little more palatable for them. Gentlemen? It is so clearly me. Never have I received such a chilly reception. They could at least share a meal with me, even if it is a dead fish with a vitamin jammed down its gullet.
Such a nice guy, you know?
I know, you know, you don't have to hit me over the head, penguins. I know when I'm not wanted.
You've heard him.
I'm flesh and bone. If you prick me, will I not bleed?
Come here, Quatloo. Maynard. Uncle Mike.
Maynard. Maybe Maynard will remember. Maynard, it's me. It's me. Now, here come frickin' Frack to pee all over the parade. I know when to leave my own show. Yeah, I came a long way to feed some penguins, but all they let me do was pick up their poo. Once again, here I stand on the outside, looking in. See those people down there? They're hunting for bloodworms. I know this because of the letter I pulled off of our website just the other day. It says, "Dear Mike, for the last 40 years or so, my family's been pulling bloodworms out of the mud." Now, if you really want to get dirty, come on up to Raccoon Cove in Maine and hang out with some professional bloodworm hunters. They'll get you good and dirty. I promise. Sincerely, Stetson Everett. P.S. Bloodworms have teeth. And they bite. Worms with teeth. In the mud. In Maine. How can I say no?
The bloodworm industry is a multi-million dollar a year business that's earned these mudflats the title of Bloodworm Capital of the World. Literally millions of bloodworms are harvested here every year and sent around the world to sport fishermen who pay a premium for these creepy crawlers.
Howdy.
Hi.
You Rob?
My name's Rob, yeah. How are you, Mike?
I'm good, thank you. Nice to...
time to get money.
Nice to meet you. What,
nice to meet you.
What are you doing?
Digging marine bloodworms.
We're digging for bloodworms. And they just live down there in the mud, do they?
They sure do. They, along with all kinds of different worms. You've got to pick out the right ones.
Well, that was one you just grabbed right
that
there?
That was one right there.
Right. Let me just take all this in for a second. It looks like nine of you out here.
Mm-hmm.
And you're all basically armed with these things.
Exactly. You've got one yourself. That's a bloodworm hoe. Specifically
a hoe.
For bloodworm. It's a hoe. Because the mud that we get it in is always, the worms in, is always soupy or clay. It has clamshells. That particular hoe turns it over very quick and conveniently. You've got to watch your fingers when you grab things, you'll cut your fingers on.
Sure. Now, you mentioned clams. These look like mussels?
Those are mussels, and those are all through the mud, too.
So this basically is a smorgasbord. I mean, we got more stuff out here in the mud than most people would think of.
Exactly. And you've got a bucket right there. Put a little salt water in the bucket right from this puddle.
My bucket's smaller than yours, so, you know, I didn't want to aim too high.
You don't need to aim that. I won't even fill that bucket.
But you get paid per worm. Per these babies.
Per worm, right. This many worms in the pail is a $100 bill.
Really?
Really.
So this thing's worth what, 20, 25 cents?
24 cents. Yeah.
Oh.
You'll have fun.
Now we got a game.
Turn like this.
Uh-huh.
And then go along and do three chops wide, then come back in like this.
Look at him. To your right.
That's a sandworm.
Ah!
Oh, that's a sandworm.
We don't want this guy?
No, you don't want that. See the brownish color?
Yeah.
Pink is what you're looking for.
Bloodworms are creamy pink in color, and their pale skin allows their red body fluid to show through, hence their name.
Get yourself into some fresh mud. Look at this beautiful mud right here.
We're looking for bright pink in beautiful mud. There was nothing in the letter about the proper
footwear, but obviously hip waders. Everybody I'm looking at's dressed right except me. Yeah.
Bloodworms have four black teeth. And according to Rob, a bloodworm bite feels just like a bee sting.
This is basically the way you spend most of your day.
Exactly, bent over.
You should get in the TV business. I've been bent over for 18 years.
Yeah. That's a sandworm.
It was a sandworm.
Yeah, ignore it. It's not pink.
There's one to your right.
That's a sandworm.
Ah!
There goes the bloodworm right here.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very deceptive. It is. I keep up with the big boys.
Oh, man, you're fast.
There's a beauty, huh? That's what you're looking for.
That's what I'm looking for.
See the head popping out?
That's the head down there.
That's the head popping out. You don't want that to bite you.
And inside that little tiny pink head, he's got four black teeth?
Yeah, that just about like an alien. When it pulls back in, it will, like a mushroom, it'll mushroom out, and then it'll pull those teeth in, and it could literally eat right through your body if it wanted to. Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Just like an alien?
If you let it sit there long enough, it will. It'll keep going and retracting and then re-pulling itself.
Oh, look at that. Oh, wow.
Yeah, you see, he's angry.
You have a great respect for the bloodworm, actually.
I sure do.
I mean, I could just tell from listening to you.
It's paid for two of my houses.
Coming up, when digging up a bloodworm, size matters.
That is not a worm.
What? That is a snake. Whether or not it's alive, doesn't.
I pulled it out of the mud too hard. More or less, he'll die. You can still sell it.
You just pulled a bloodworm's head right off. Yo-ho-ho! Oh-ho. Oh, big boy.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That is a rope.
All right. That's what Rob calls a rope, right there. That's a bloodworm. Very slippery. Look at his head. Look at him. He's not pleased at all about being plucked out of the mud. Four black teeth. Oh, wouldn't they love just to reach straight into me and suck my blood. Rob, do they actually suck your blood?
I don't believe they actually do, but I think they could.
Goodness.
They actually can burrow into your flesh. I think they're what cleans a lot of dead things up on the shore.
They can burrow into your flesh. I'll remember that as well. Just in case there's any doubt or any confusion, walking through the mud is an acquired skill, one that my dear friend Dave has yet to completely master. Just one of those occasions where a low center of gravity is not really your friend.
If you want to become a professional worm digger in the state of Maine, you'll have to pay $43 for a commercial license. There are over 1,000 licensed worm diggers in the state, just like Terry Digger, who's been at it now for over 16 years. Yeah, that's his real name.
How are you?
Pretty good.
What is this?
Yeah, that's one of them giant worms I like to find.
That is not a worm. That is a snake.
Yeah, toe jean. That's what we like to call them.
The average lifespan of a bloodworm is only 2 to 3 weeks. And in that short amount of time, they can grow to over 15 inches long.
They're a really tender product. They can die in a hurry, too.
Yeah. Well, especially when you run a hook through them.
They can die. No, I mean like with fresh water or frozen or...
I don't understand.
If you wash them up in fresh water, the heads pop out and they're dead. They turn all white, stiffen up like a board, they're dead.
I mean, you realize how unusual that is for a living thing to die because of fresh water?
Yeah, but it's the truth. I try to get the bigger ones.
Sure. Oh, no. See, here's one of those moments where, you know, it was bound to happen. And I'm just so grateful that the camera was rolling.
Oh, dude, don't try it.
Oh,
dude.
Sure. I don't see what could go wrong. Dude.
I'm moving my bucket.
Dude.
Honest, guys, I didn't do it to him.
Crap, man.
Let's help the big guy up
there. Hey, good.
Hey, the camera.
All right, I get you up. Stand up.
Well, that was awkward.
Now what you want to have him do is just kind of clean up one of these little puddles, because that's what they're here for.
Clean up by rolling in the puddles?
No, just...
Dave, how you making out?
Oh, just 5 minutes over in this fly.
Believe me, that was awkward to watch.
Oh.
I think it was. Or is it Torchete? You're the only bright guy in the whole crew. Sound guy. He found a one piece of dry land. Purchased himself up there. Everybody's going down before the day's over.
Bad news for our buddy Rob. He's lost his hoe. Rob is a man without a hoe right now, and when you're in the worm digging business, that's bad. So Terry has joined Rob in the search for a good hoe.
Claudia Whalen started digging for worms when she was just 12. 30 years later, she's still digging.
Sandworm, right?
Sandworm. Bloodworm.
How many times have you been bit by these things?
A lot. Really? I'm allergic to it. So my hand will swell up like a balloon. I go right to the hospital and get a shot.
Wait a minute. You're allergic to the bite of a bloodworm,
yes.
But you're a bloodworm digger.
Digger, yes.
Isn't that analogous to a professional beekeeper suffering from the effects of anaphylactic shock?
Well, you got to do what you got to do.
Coming up.
So they're counting worms, and then you count the money, and everybody goes home happy.
Basically.
Bloodworms may be pink, but at the end of the day, the color that really counts is green.
This is the concentration that can only happen when men are counting worms.
And later,
I want to see a biting.
All right.
Now this I like.
Somebody's got to get bit here.
That one, right there.
Oh, yeah. Oof.
Oh,
nasty. Is he biting you now?
That's a nice size.
Oh, hold on a second. I mean, these things. Oh. I know, maybe I'm overly impressed just by a simple worm, but my guess is when he's all stretched out, he's nearly a foot long.
Oh, yes.
What do their teeth look like?
They're black.
Oh, look.
Yes. He will bring his head out.
Yeah, make it. I want to see some teeth, Claudia. Can you make that happen? Without getting bit, because last thing I need to do is rush you to the hospital in some sort of worm shock.
You can see him right on the end.
Yeah. Who in the world knew? I guess anybody who's ever been bit by one. So his head is like this long.
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing shoots out of there.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that. Like a little pink ape. I tell you, this is weird. And look at that head come out there again. Look at that. Tell you what, there's no doubt about it, Claudia. I am easily fascinated.
No!
Did I tell you? It's only a matter of time.
All right. No, Mike's dirty.
Did you save the camera? Good.
See, I just wrung his head out. That's...
You what? You wrung his head out?
Yeah. I pulled it out of the mud too hard. And his head was out, and that's what it'll do. More or less, he'll die. He'll just pull his head out like that. His blood will drain, but you can still sell it.
You just pulled a bloodworm's head right off.
Yes.
Claudia Whalen, harvesting worms now for 30 years. Working in the mud, having a good time, staying dirty. See you in 30 years, Claudia. Here it is, the Eastern Seaworm Company. World headquarters, right here in Hancock, Maine. This is where the worms turn into money. And you must be the man in charge, the man behind the desk.
Yes, sir. How are you today?
I'm good. Stetson, I got your letter and you were right. You got me dirty.
Well, we appreciate that. We really wanted to.
Listen, how'd I do first day?
Better than most, actually.
Is that right?
Yeah, I'm quite impressed. And the size is wonderful.
So you guys are all counting their catch right now? And...
Yes, they are. And they've all worked the tide. And hopefully they didn't get as many as you did. But they look like they're all doing well. And I hope they had a good tide. Let's get them all shipped and down the middle end and get them on hooks as quick as possible.
Get them on hooks. So they're counting worms, and then you count the money, and everybody goes home happy.
Basically.
All right, here's some familiar faces. Got... Rob and Terry, how'd you guys do?
Not too bad.
Not bad tonight.
Count out in your trailer.
I dump this in the water and the hole works in?
Yeah, you can if you want.
Alrighty. Oh man, that's sad.
First time out.
First time out.
Can't expect 100.
No. No, I didn't know what to expect, to tell you the truth.
Doug, take these worms, put them in a pile, and then count them and kind of slide them into this tray.
And if you can't get them on a hook, there's no point in keeping them, right?
Can you hear the concentration in the air?
This is the concentration that can only happen when men are counting worms. And, of course, Claudia as well. How'd you do, Claudia?
150.
She's got 150 worms. My goodness. Let's see here. All right. 1, 2... I got 19. How you got?
120, Bob.
125. 19. This is terrible. Maybe even a disaster. How'd you do?
175.
175. Very nice. So that's, what is it, $50 or something?
Kill
it,
nigga.
Just about. Nobody got bit. And it's not that I want to see anybody get bit. You know what? I take it back. I want to see a biting. I will now attempt to get a worm to bite my new friend, Rob. Let's watch.
You know, he can feel my skin. He'll feel the heat. You're trying to do it without getting bit yourself, I said.
Well, our goal is to get you bit. Yeah. But, I mean, either way, it's a success. We're standing by, basically waiting on the worms to extend their heads and bite him. You might want to get the kids out of the room. Terry, let's get on the action.
Yeah, come on, Terry.
Come on, here. Here, I'm in with you.
All right.
Somebody's got to get bit here.
The day that a worm will not bite you. Isn't that something?
Maybe they're camera shy.
No. See that one right there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, nasty. Is he biting you now? Oh, he's biting you. Oh, dude, he's biting right there.
I know.
That one right there.
I know.
Is he stuck in your hand? Nasty little thing.
I know.
Yeah. Oh. 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 That is nasty.
So he tried to get you in.
Yeah, he sure did.
Too.
He sure did. Oh. Ah. Ooh. Oh.
Right there, guy.
Oh, that looks very annoying.
There you go.
Oh. No. Oh. Well, there you go. It's true. Bloodworms will bite you.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Thank you.
I'm sure that'll heal up in no time.
Nice to meet you, Mike.
Getting dirty is harder than it looks. Actually, that's not true. Getting dirty is the easy part. Finding good dirty jobs, that's tricky. That's why we ask you for your help every now and then. If you got a dirty job, go to discovery.com/dirty jobs. Tell us all about it. We'll come out and the whole lot of us will get dirty together. Trust me, it'll be great. But you got to do it now. discovery.com/dirty jobs. Thank you.
Doesn't anybody ever knock? Again, with the deceptively low center of gravity, he's managed to... Hey, he's stuck himself in there like a lawn dart from heaven, essentially. He's hit the... What'd you find? Oh, put him right in there. That's 25 cents, thanks.
Troy, what can he possibly be doing? We only have an hour until feeding him, Doug.
Yeah.